Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Erevin Daf Gimel. The Gemara discusses what happens if you have Miktas Kaira B'Soich Esrim or Miktas Kaira L'Malam Esrim. We know the halacha is, we've been learning in the Mishnah, that you can't have the Kaira that forms the Tikkun for the Mavoi higher than 20 Amis. What happens if part of the Kaira is within 20 and part is above 20? So you have to understand, what should be the chisarin by placing part of the kaira higher than 20? I have part of the kaira within 20 amis, and like the Gemara says, at least according to one Mada Amar, that the primary reason for the kaira not being allowed to be above 20 is because of heker. So if I have part of the kaira lamata mi chaf, then I have a heker. Since lamata mi chaf, you have shelter ba'ena. Another question is, the Gemara says that the reason why Mavoi is kosher is because we say klosh. What does klosh mean? It's like saying dal. Let's remove the part of the kaira that's above 20. Let's only imagine that the kaira is below 20. And therefore, that should be the siba why it should be kosher. And again, the question is, if the reason why the kaira is being machsher, the Mavoi, is because of heker, so why do I need klosh to be machshir the kaira? I have heker even without saying this lamdis of klosh, this imaginary removal of the kaira that's above 20. So in the Sefer Esher HaNechalim, he explains that we're going to get to the Mishnah later on, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that there's a din. The kaira has to be a certain strength. What's that strength? It has to be strong enough to be mekabel and a riach, a type of brick. It has to have the capacity and the capability to hold up this ariach. So you have a shear in the kaira. The kaira has to be a certain thickness. Now, does this shear kaira have to be totally below chaf, within the chaf? Let's say I have the kaira, and not all of the kaira that has the strength to hold up this ariach is betay chaf. Is that going to be a problem? That is precisely what the Gemara is discussing over here. Miktas kaira l'mayla mechaf, and miktas kaira is l'mata mechaf, and I don't have the complete kaira, the kaira with all its strength to hold up the ariach, what's going to be the halacha? So there's a tzad that it's going to be possible because I don't have the sheer kaira toich chaf. But Rabbah says that it's kosher. And the Gemara says, why is it kosher? Ma'ishna b'mavoy the kosher d'arminan klosh. But what does klosh help? If we're saying, like we just explained, that the tzad to pasal is because this kaira is not strong enough, saying klosh only makes it worse. So the Esher HaNecholim explains, the Gemara's point is, Al-Karchach, the Hechsher, has nothing to do with the thickness of the kaira. Of course, you have to have a kaira which has a certain thickness, and that's the Mishnah Daf Yud Beis. But where that thickness of the kaira has to be placed, that doesn't have to be Toichaf. That could be even Miktas L'mayla Mechaf. And the reason why it's kosher is because the Iker Din, the Iker Siba, why I have to have the kaira, what I'm using the kaira for the Tikkun, is for Heker. So klosh is just a way of saying that we don't need to have the whole kaira, the kaira with the whole thickness that makes it strong enough to hold up the ariach. I don't have to have all that toichaf. I could have part of it toichaf as long as I have the heker. Maishna b'mavoi the kasha d'armina klosh. It's the way the Gemara is saying I don't have to have that whole thickness, the whole kaira, the sheer kaira, that it has to be strong enough. I don't have to have all that toichaf, because the ikar kaira is coming for heker, and that's enough if I have part of it, lamata mechaf. Have a wonderful day.